Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We've got Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year. Now Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst joining us at the bottom of the hour as we'll shift to some NFL talk. But right now it is all NBA all the time, and in particular, all Damian Lillard trade all the time. We've been waiting all summer for this one to happen, and it finally has, as Damian Lillard is traded not to the Miami Heat, not to the Toronto Raptors, not to the Brooklyn Nets, but to the Milwaukee Bucks. And Rob, the Miami Heat, which was Damian Lillard's preferred destination, the reports were coming out rapidly all week, and even going back even past that, that the Miami Heat were like, we can win the East without Damian Lillard, and if the Milwaukee Bucks don't take the trade that we've put on the table, then so
be it.
You mean
Portland?
I'm sorry, yeah, the Portland Trail Blazers don't take the trade that we put on the table, then so be it. They weren't, they, you know, the talk early, Rob, was that Miami was going to offer whatever it took outside of Bam Adebayo and Damian Lillard, and that Portland was not interested in Tyler Hero, who would kind of highlight or headline their deal. But as time went on, Hero was in the deal, I believe. But the talk was that they weren't giving up, you know, all the tons of players and draft picks and basically everything they had outside of Bam and Butler to just to get Damian Lillard. And Rob, I think that they thought at the end of the day, Dame was theirs and that the Portland Trailblazers were going to buckle under the pressure and that they would be able to get Dame for pennies on the dollar, and they were going to be able to go ahead and steal him and have a great shot at winning the NBA championship. And I think even as reports about the Raptors started circulating, they may have felt like, okay, if we don't get him, if he goes to Toronto, we good. We still better than them, right? We won the East last year, so we've seen Boston. We've seen Milwaukee. We got this. And I don't know that they envisioned him going to Milwaukee, who they've been great against, you know, the past few years with Giannis. But now with Dame, that's a different animal in Milwaukee. And I just think at the end of the day, Rob, Pat Riley and the Miami Heat overplayed their hand.
I agree. And it's arrogance. Because it's not about Chris winning the East. They've done
that. Thank you.
It's about winning a championship.
Thank you.
What is missing? Why could you not compete against Denver?
Five games.
Why couldn't you compete? Offense. You need more scoring. You need a guy like that. Jimmy Butler is the greatest number two, Chris. He really is.
Yep.
He's not your main guy if you want to win a championship. And this is, you know, like, we're geniuses. Look at what we did. We got six guys who weren't drafted. We went to the finals. We know basketball better than anybody else. You know, yeah, we can win the East without Damian. You're right, because you did it. You did it twice in the last 4 years. You're right. You did. But can you win a championship? And that's what it's about. And there he was for the taking.
Wanted Chris, to go there. Was begging to go there.
Begging to go there. Give up. What are you holding on to? What are you worried about? You just said you got six picks, six guys who weren't even drafted, Chris, right? What are you worried about picks and worried about certain players? Hold on, and you're not giving up a Bam. You're not giving up Jimmy. If you're not giving up those two when you're getting Dame, I'll rebuild the bench. They're so good at picking up players, Chris, right? Do that. Show me that you could do that part if you got three stars. And if they would have gotten Dame, they would have been – it would be hard to look any other way and think that they weren't going to be in the mix and have a real shot at a championship. And now I don't look at them that way.
No.
It is arrogance. It's just straight-up arrogance. And they thought – Portland was going to cave because the player made it clear that there was only one place he said he was going to go. That's what he said. And unless he's going to forfeit money, Chris, and not go to the trade, he didn't have any leverage. He had leverage.
And, Rob, we were saying it. And you had all – and look, granted, I thought at the end of the day he would end up in Miami. But we said from the beginning, Portland doesn't owe him a darn thing. Except the money in the contract, which they've paid him, and they need to make the best deal for them. And we'll get to them a little bit later and how well they did.
Right.
But yeah, they you know, had control all along. They had all the leverage because he's locked up for 4 years. And so good for them. But the Miami Heat, Rob, everybody and their mother was praising Heat culture this postseason, right?
Yep.
Heat culture this, Heat culture that. Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, Caleb Martin, look at who they're winning with. And Pat Riley, who never won a championship without Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Thank you. Keep preaching, Chris.
Magic Johnson.
Stop it, Pat.
LeBron
I don't know what
James,
you're thinking. Yes.
The way, way. Like, I mean, it ain't about being good. It ain't, as you said, Rob, it's not about getting to the finals and then getting waxed.
They did it already.
Rob, when they played the Lakers in the bubble, I mean, Jimmy Butler was bad. I mean, I don't say the man because that was LeBron James, but Jimmy Butler was great. Went at it with LeBron for a while and was good. Was there really any doubt who was going to win that series? No.
Nope. They needed a miracle. They needed a miracle to get it done.
This year, they got beaten five by the Nuggets. I mean, they had done so much that we didn't expect in the first three rounds of the playoffs that it was like, oh, let's see what happens. Once you saw the first couple games, it was like, they really don't have anything for Denver. They just ain't good enough. And that even there, I don't see them getting out of the East this year. But, Rob, if they did, they beaten Denver. They beaten Phoenix. They beaten the Lakers, who if they somehow got out of the West would mean they're clicking on all cylinders. Who's dealing with Anthony Davis? Who's dealing with LeBron James? Come on. You don't have enough. And maybe you believe the hype about the Heat culture, but like I said, Pat Riley never won with no freaking gritty, grimy, the little engine that could culture.
Right. I don't even know what
he had good teams. He may have even got to the finals. He never won.
100%. He was with the Knicks, right? But they even had Patrick Ewing, who's an all-time great, right? What exactly is he trying to prove? I don't even understand it. You're in that position, Chris. You just went to the finals. You have a chance to get a top 75 player. What is the holdup? That's why I said the other day, I don't see him going to Miami. This deal would have been done if they were serious about it. They were never serious. They thought they had Portland over a barrel. Yep. And they were going to sit there and let them sweat. Are you kidding? Seriously.
I don't know that they could get him. Probably can't. If I was Philly, I wouldn't, you know. But if I was Miami, Rob, I'd be going after Joel Embiid. And again, not saying he's available. He'd only be available if he makes a stink about it and wants out because he sees what Milwaukee's put together, what Boston's put together. James Harden, of course, with his situation.
Did you see him at the strip? Did you see him at the club, Chris?
No, on social media?
Yeah, with the women, some women in the crowd holding up signs. Daryl Morey's a liar. Did you see?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Inside a club, Chris. Unbelievable. They're holding up signs.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's a mess up there in Philly. So if I'm Miami, I'm seeing if Philly, look, y'all, your second star is going to make it ugly for you. Now, again, I don't think they'll trade Joel Embiid, but, Rob, that would be my target. And I'd give up Bam. I know Bam's not equal to Joel Embiid, but Bam and, I don't know, Tyler Hero, whatever, you know, whatever I could put together to try to get Joel Embiid and Jimmy Butler together. Because, Rob, we've seen it happen a couple of times. I mean, 1979, yeah, that long ago, the Seattle Supersonics. Without, you know, a superstar.
The 2004 Pistons, they did it.
Yep.
It happens
without
every so
often. Without a superstar.
Yep.
But those are really the only two, Rob, that we can really think of.
Those are the only two, to be honest.
Yeah. And so, I mean, yeah, you can have a nice run. You can be scary. You can, you know, create some drama and excitement. But are you going to, at the end of the day, hoist the trophy? Without having major, major, major talent? No. Rare. And so, yeah, let this be a lesson to the Miami Heat, Rob, because I'm telling you, I mean, they were an afterthought during the regular season last year. And they just got hot. They were a horrible three-point shooting team and got hot in the playoffs. Now, I don't know why they were so bad in the regular season shooting the three and then great in the playoffs, but, you know, I don't know.
Things happen.
Do they shoot it poorly again in the regular season and be an afterthought? But they would have been the story. And I think they got burned. And, you know, all that talk about, you know, we not giving up. Like you said, they thought they had Portland over.
Right. And then that they didn't have to budge. Like, you know, we'll just wait. We'll wait for you to come around. He don't want to be there. He wants to be with us. You're going to have no choice. And then we'll just sit here and you'll take what we're giving you. That's what they thought.
Absolutely. And good for all the, Rob, obviously the Bucks, the Raptors, the Nets. Now there was reports from our friend Mark Spears that about 10 days ago, when there was nothing doing in the Heat, right, in the Heat and Blazers talks, that Mark Spears reported this, that Aaron Goodwin, the agent for Dame Lillard, and the privately told the Bucks and the Nets 10 days ago that Damian Lillard would be interested in a deal there. The Raptors were also a real contender to land the ex-Blazers star, but obviously ultimately the Bucks got it done. So, props to those teams. Don't be scared off. I mean, like you said, is he going to sit out and give up 200 and something million dollars? Come on.
No, that was never happening. And you know what? He got a dose of religion that Portland was serious, Chris. And he was like, okay, what else can I do? Because I know I can't come back here. You know what I mean? So I'm going to have to concede.
Yep, absolutely. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. 69. Did Portland mess up? I mean, not Portland. Did Miami mess up? Overplay their hand. Count their chickens before they hatched. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Did the Miami Heat get arrogant and overplay their hand in trying to get Damian Lillard for pennies on the dollar? Now they're empty-handed. Your thoughts?
Lando in Milwaukee, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Lando?
Oh, man, Chris and Rob, what's happening, man? What's
going on? Good, man. How are you?
I'm a big fan of you guys, man.
Thank you.
From a Bucks fan, this is like an early Christmas. I thought Christmas was in December, man.
Right.
You know, we're ecstatic here, baby. But to talk about the Heat, yeah, they fumbled the bag. That's basically what they did. And the Bucks, the shout out to our front office, you know, they picked it up. You know, if the Heat really wanted Damian Lillard, they would have got him. There's no question.
100%. He wanted to be there, Lando.
Even if the Blazers didn't want Tyler Hero, you find a third or fourth team.
You would have found something to make the deal happen,
yep,
right?
Exactly. Because you got to look at, because coming from us, you know, Drew Holiday, you know, without Drew Holiday, we don't win a championship. I know you guys remember back when the Atlanta series, Atlanta was hot. Giannis went out. Drew and Chris Middleton stepped
held
up.
It together.
They got it. They got us through. But I just want to touch on right quick with Rob. I know you're picking Boston. But I got to say, Boston lost more with Marcus Smart being the Defensive Player of the Year and the culture that he brung over there in Boston. By them losing him and gaining a Kristaps Porzingis, I think that's going to be a bigger loss for them, rather for us, who we lost a good player, but we gained an elite player in Damian Lillard. So, you know, as far as us as a Bucks fan, I mean, we're man, this is it, baby. Just for the state in general, man. You know, the Brewers just clinched, and then we got the Packers, who Gutekunst is looking like a genius right now. So I think we're ecstatic here, man. And I just love you guys' show, and thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank
appreciate
you, my man.
Lando from Milwaukee. Yeah, good days in Milwaukee right now, Chris. He's right.
Yeah. Yep.
Brewers clinch. Packers are 2-1. Didn't look good pretty Sunday, but they got the W at the
end.
They're
winning. Yep.
Adam in D.C., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Adam?
My gosh, man. You know what? I think Pat Riley may have been watching too much Winning Time.
Yes.
Because, look, man, he definitely overplayed his hand. What's up with not giving all you can to get a top 75 NBA player to make your team, to put him over the top, man? They, like you said, Rob, bring in another team to make the trade happen just like what just happened, you know?
Right, Phoenix, right. Make something happen.
A lot of these great coaches in basketball and the NBA, they kind of overrated, man. Like you said, man, they playing with Hall of Famers, like your boy Sean Payton, man. You guys are on it, man. Pat Riley overrating himself, man. See you later, guys.
No doubt. And Chris, you listed the list of names. Pat is – we know Pat's a great coach.
Right.
But let's not get crazy. You ain't win with – you didn't do what Larry Brown did with the Pistons, Chris.
Nope.
He didn't do that.
Nope. He had – I mean, Magic and Kareem are in most people's top five players of all
time.
Right.
Those are two of the top five.
And LeBron, too.
Right. You got three of the top five. If you were doing, Chris, a top five,
right.
You probably
and
got
Shaq,
three of them.
Shaq is in the top 10 in most people. And that's how they won in 06 in Miami.
Don't get crazy. Drew, in Denver, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Drew?
Hey, I think I'm gonna be the only one to say this. I don't think they overplayed. I don't think they messed up because they did not want him. They did not want him. I don't think.
Why not?
I think they. I don't think they wanted him because you got to think they lost to the Denver, right? They didn't have a real big to guard Jokic. What's his face was too small. Bam was too small. So like you're getting another small player who already doesn't play defense. I think Pat Riley didn't want him, and I think one of you two said it earlier. I think they're trying to get Embiid because, like, they don't know.
Well, I think they should go for Embiid, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't see
that.
But,
I mean, my point is, let's assume they don't get Embiid. So then what? What's going to be different this year? I don't think y'all getting out of the East. But even if you do, you winning it? You winning the ring?
Nah, they're not winning a ring, but I don't think they wanted him. I really don't think they wanted him.
Well, you know what? I mean, they didn't really try hard, so maybe I think it's the arrogance.
If you're
more
right,
so.
Yeah,
I think
even
it's
if
more
you're
that
right,
just,
I think that's a bad move, not yeah. wanting him.
I think it's the arrogance.
Case, but,
I think it's
yeah,
the
I
arrogance
agree.
That
I
they
agree.
Thought that the Portland would come around. You know what I mean, Ricky?
Yep.
In Fort Lauderdale, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ricky? What's that?
Yeah, what's up? What's up, Rob? Chris, thank you very much.
How are you, bud?
Yeah, I'm good, bro. Everything's good, man. Listen, it seems like Pat Riley's that godfather that just is getting too old and needs to be taken over. Like, they were always going for Drew, and then what happened? Like, all of a sudden, now he's in a Milwaukee Buck? This is stupid. Like,
right.
If you're going to win a basketball championship, it's obvious. The past 4 or 5 years, Jimmy Butler and, you know, they got there, but they can't get over the top. You need
right.
a point. You need another scorer. Like, do something. Stop this overachieving. Stop this, like, oh, I'm the godfather. Enough of that, man. Just win.
Ricky, you're spot on. Come on, man. It's a shame.
Yep.
That they didn't seize an opportunity to get a guy who wanted to play with Bam, Chris, wanted to be there. Dude, it was all laid out.
It
Make it happen.
Right on.
Make
set
it happen.
On the tee.
Yep.
All
thanks,
right,
Ricky.
We're going to switch to football. Randy Mueller's around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Former NFL Executive of the Year, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, our man Randy Mueller. Randy, how are you?
What's going on, guys? I like the Swift story, man. Don't sell me short.
You are a Swiftie. Okay. I get it. That's going around. All right, Randy, there's a lot to get to in the league. Let's start with the Jets. And
We talked to him about this, that he if he doesn't play
more,
well.
Yeah, it's
right.
Still more.
But you said you like Zach Wilson, right?
I'm okay with Zach Wilson from the standpoint of he is a talented kid. I would like to have him on my team. I'm just not sure he can succeed in New York. I think it's come to the point now where they probably are going to have to move on. There's too many childish reactions going on, whether it's in the locker room, on the sidelines, by people in the front office, by fans. I don't think the kid has a chance. I would like – here's an idea. The defense that everybody says is so good, how about they step up and play once? Just once. Just play good one time, not give up 150 yards rushing and some of these other things. So I'd like to see some of these other elements of what everybody thought was a great team come through.
Wow. But Randy, I hear you, and the defense can be better. Sauce Gardner's gotten burnt. He's dropped a potential pick six against Dallas. So that's fair. But at the same time, the New York Jets under Zach Wilson have the lowest time of possession in the league. 24 minutes, like 24 and a half minutes a game. Yep. And can't that wear a defense down when you're on the field for about 36 minutes?
Right, that's a long time.
And, you know, the offense, even when they're playing, they're not helping you out. Like, the defense can be better, but I just think it's complimentary football. And if you're getting nothing from the offense, that's going to hurt even really good defenses.
100%. I agree with you wholeheartedly. But keep this in mind. Zach Wilson can't sack himself, okay?
Right.
The group up front has been underachieving from day one. So they're moving people around, which tells me they're guessing a little bit. I think it is a team, especially on offense, void of any leadership at all. The only leader they had is in a hospital bed 3,000 miles away.
Yep.
That's not going to work. So they have built the team, in my opinion, constructed it without any backup plan for leadership. And I think that's what you see as much as anything, is no leaders on the Jets offense. Yes, he can be better, without a doubt. But everybody says, oh, they can run the ball. No, they can't, not with that group up front. They would run it if they could. So there's a lot of issues. Does it get better? I don't know. I think the whole thing with Zach is you can't try to save him and lose the other 52 guys in the locker room.
Yep.
That's what they're on the verge of.
That's a great point, and that's where you are, Randy. Spot on, because they're going to lose the rest of them. They went through. They saw this movie last year, and they're not going to be happy about it. Sean Payton, let's go there. You give up a 70 piece. I thought they quit on Sean Payton. And they have. What do you make of that? You know, Sean was the one talking big stuff about Nathaniel Hackett. He was talking about the worst coaching job ever. He's 0-3 there. The defense, which has been top 10 the last couple of years, awful. And Russ is playing a little bit better, but they're 0-3 and they look bad. What's happened with Sean Payton?
Well, I think every time you speak out like he did, you better be a little careful, and this is another example of it. The three of us on this call, none of us have seen what we saw. Trust me.
Yep.
It's never happened. 71 plays, 70 points. That's
never.
Even my Idaho math tells me that's a lot of points, okay? So it's a struggle, and yes, a lot of it is him. And yes, they do have to play some complimentary football, but at the same time, I've always felt like this defense was an underachieving defense, as not as good as everybody thought. But there's no excuse for having done that. I think Sean is at the point now where he's going to have to put up. He's put the target on himself. I don't think he'll take the blame or the fall for this. Somebody's going to. It's just historic what we saw. I think Miami's still running off plays. And the funny thing about it was, when I put on the tape to look at it, I expected to see some trickeration, some fancy stuff by McDaniel. It wasn't, guys. It was a fullback, a tight end coming right at you. There was no secret. It was no tricks, no trade, nothing. And it was a poor effort on their defense from a fundamental standpoint. And you're right, from an effort standpoint, when it got to be in that fourth quarter.
Randy, do you think, because there was a debate on, you know, whether or not Mike McDaniel should have gone ahead and kicked that field goal and tied the record. Do you think it would have been really poor taste and a bad move if he had done that?
Yeah, I think I think he did the right thing. I think he showed class. He's not willing to give up any credibility at all by doing that. I just don't think you'll see guys in our league do that ever. I think it was the right play. I don't care that the fans were screaming, wanting the record. That doesn't mean anything. Plus, you know, it just wasn't the time and place for that. Miami is knows that it's a long season. That was one game, and I think they learned that from Mike McDaniel. It'll be even keel for them as much as it can be. Hey, guess what? We're playing Buffalo this week. We that record has long since been forgotten now, and it's just Wednesday.
How about the Chargers and Brandon Staley? I mean, you're a football guy your whole life. I to see him continually make the calls that he makes, players have publicly been like WTF concerning their coach. Chris, who was the running back who came out and said the coaching just is questionable or not?
What's his name?
Cam Akers?
Eckler. Austin Eckler.
Austin Eckler. Yeah. Yeah. I don't get it, because I thought if they would have lost that game, if that would have – and you remember last year he did it against Cleveland and then the kicker missed the field goal, but they could have lost that game. And here Kirk Cousins throws a pick to save his bacon. Could he have been fired, you think, if Kirk Cousins throws a touchdown there? He might have been fired.
The dynamics of how he got fired – or how he got hired and how he is really – constructed this persona of being the smartest guy in the room will probably keep him from being fired. But I hate to see bad coaching. I hate to see bad decisions. And then it gets justified. And let's just face it, he should have lost the game. Minnesota should have won
absolutely
the game.
Yes,
if Minnesota
absolutely
didn't have their own meltdown, and there's reason to blame multiple people on that side of the ball too, they should have lost the game. So I'm with you. I just, for the sake of the game, I'm kind of one of those guys, I want to see guys at their top. And these are bad decisions. They're not sound fundamentally. You've got to take game management. Maybe on some analytics sheet it makes sense. But if you're in that game, in that spot, there's no way. That's the only way you can lose is to do that.
Yeah,
so I'm with you. Maybe it gets him in the end. I think he loses credibility in the locker room when he keeps doing this. And you mentioned Eckler, but those chips are being built up now. This is a team that has shot themselves in the foot more times than not, and it's hard. It's hard to hold them accountable when it seems like everybody's okay with it. I know the analytics world will push back at you if you say anything about it. So,
oh, no doubt. And they'll give you the percentage. Oh, it's 81% and it's only 79% if he punts it, you know, or what else, kicks it. Here's my other thing, too. If you can't get fired after giving up a 27-point lead in the playoffs, I don't know what you can do. I mean, does he have pictures? What is it that I'm missing about Brandon Staley? I don't get it.
Well, I think it's the prior regimes and the failures they've had. They've gone through coaches the last 6 or 8 years. If they moved off of him, they'd be adding their fourth head coach in less than 10 years. That's a hard record to overcome. So they want him to do well. They're going to give him every chance. Whether you and I think it's fair or not is you know, irregardless. I think they're going to give this guy the season and maybe make a decision at the end of it. But they have fired coaches there, as you know, a lot in the last decade.
Right.
All right. That's our man, Randy Mueller.
Thanks, Randy.
Great stuff. Thanks a lot.
All right.
All right. Has Robert Saleh, Rob, you just mentioned him earlier. We both did. Has he lost the Jets locker room already? That's next on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, therapy can bring out a whole new you, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. You can get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/Odd Couple. And Rob, let's quickly stay with the NFL. We talked about whether or not Robert Saleh's lost the locker room already or on the verge of losing it. And here is Rich Cimini, who covers the Jets. And has for
40 years.
He's very plugged in, absolutely. Yes. And here's what he said about it.
The thing is, he's coming off as a Zach apologist, and that doesn't play well in the locker room. The defense in particular is not happy. The defense allows only 13 points in the game on Sunday, and they're hearing about the busted coverage on the TV, on the TD, some third down conversions that got away from them. 13 points. You're supposed to win games when you give up only 13 points, and this defense knows that if any other player were performing his job the way Wilson is performing his, that player would be benched. Trust me, there's tension in that locker room. On Tuesday morning, an off day for players, I was told that this was a hot topic among players in the locker room. I get the sense, from what I've seen on the sideline and from what I'm hearing, that this team could be ready to implode.
Samini's spot on, Chris. He's spot on.
Yep.
And the point that he made about the defense, Chris, they lost 15-10, gave up 13 points. That's a win in the NFL.
Absolutely.
Stop it. Stop it.
Absolutely.
Oh, the defense gave up that big. Dude, 13. We can't give up one touchdown? Or,
right.
You know, like, Chris, really?
And I've heard, look, somebody, I can't remember if it was a player, but it was mentioned that the Steelers, the Steel Curtain back in the 70s. That,
right.
They had an injury. I don't know if Terry Bradshaw said it or not, but somebody said it where they went 9 games. They had an injury on offense. I can't remember who it was. And they went 9 straight games and gave up 3 points a game to, you know, win several of those games and stay alive until they got that offensive player back. One, that was a steel curtain, which one of the best defenses ever. And two, Rob, it was a different NFL. Let's just keep it real. I mean,
Chris,
the
go
rules
back and look,
now
go,
are right. based on – scoring points, right?
We
you can't
about
hit the quarterback like you used to. You can't hit receivers like you used to. It's built for the offensive score, so it's harder to stop teams.
And we talked about it before. Go look at some of Terry Bradshaw's games where he had 11 completions in the game.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Am
Terry
I right?
Terry Bradshaw, look, and Terry Bradshaw was one of my favorite players.
But he didn't throw
up
the ball
you know
that
I was
much.
A Steelers fan. And, Rob, but he was 50% of his completion. With his
right.
percentage – completion percentage was about 50%, which we would say is horrendous now. And I'm not saying he was bad and it was just a different time.
Right.
No, it was the rules. It was just harder to pass back then.
You used to get clobbered.
Yeah, they didn't throw the ball as much. He completed 51.9% of his passes for his career. You know,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
had 212 touchdowns, 210 interceptions. So, and he's a Hall of Famer and a legend. And deservedly so. No, we're not trying to rip him. We're just saying it's the rules are different. Just like the three-point line. Right. In the NBA, you don't talk about – you can't say Bird and them couldn't shoot threes. It was a different game back then.
Right. They only shot a three when they needed it, right. Chris. Like, that was the only time that, oh, we need a three at the end of the game. All right.
Yep, exactly.
Hey, get set up. Let's get a three. But, yeah, I think Robert Sala's in trouble. I mean, the idea that you're making excuses. This is the guy they undressed last year. They all hated him. They played anybody, Chris, who could play quarterback last year in place of him. I knew this was going to happen after he had a couple of bad games. I know they were like, oh, he could be we're still going to be fine. We got this great defense. He's going to be a game manager as long as he doesn't turn the ball over. No, he can't even be a game manager. He's not that good.
I think, Rob, I think first of all, and maybe the players do understand this. They have to understand that Sala, and I think you would agree with this, Sala's got to say one thing to the press. Right, I mean, you don't go up there and just rip Zach Wilson to shreds. Man, defense played great. I know they made some mistakes. We only gave up 13 points. We got to win. Zach's got to get the offense to produce more points than that. Like, you don't go and say that. You say what you're supposed to say in the media. But I think, Rob, you get your leaders, your defensive leaders, and offensive for that matter. You get your leaders on that team, the veterans, and you let them know, look, we see what's happening, guys. We are looking to fix something. And Sala, I don't know, Rob, if it's Robert Sala that is like, I want Zach is my quarterback, or is it Joe Douglas? Like, whatever the case. And Rob, I'm going to say this because they grown men. I think some of the players who are leaders need to go and say, look, get us a vet. And I don't mean Trevor Siemian. Carson Wentz is out there, or whoever they want. But, Rob, I'm serious. I think the players need to go to management or Sala or somebody and say, we don't want to give up on this season. We've got 14 games left. We think we can make the playoffs. Go get us a real quarterback. We're going to support Zach publicly, but get us a real freaking quarterback. I'm serious. No, that's what they should do.
100%. 100%. I don't know why they continue to play this game. The season will slip away, Chris, before you know it, and then what? You're playing out the string. There's still time.
Rob, it's 14 games left. It's going to come a point in the season for most, the non-playoff teams where you just play out the string. But for 14 games? Because even the bad teams, Rob, that we know aren't going to make the playoffs, they're still playing for something. All right, keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.